AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. We'll hear it from President Obama momentarily, but Cuba has already announced that Havana and Washington will restore full diplomatic relations and reopen embassies on July 20th. Latin America expert William Liogrand.
It's been now 54 years since the United States broke diplomatic relations with Cuba in January of 1961, and ever since that time, we've had a policy of hostility and isolation aimed at the Cuban regime.
He says there is a long list of outstanding issues between the nations now, but he says this step will make it easier to address them. Florida Republican Congresswoman Ileana Ross-Leighton says, though, the president is just legacy shopping, as she puts it. The embattled prime minister of Greece says Europe is being undemocratic as it struggles financially. Earlier this morning, Greece had appeared to give in to demands from its creditors, though some European officials say its latest financial offer is not good enough. The Dow is up 111 points after Greece's government appeared to be softening its stance toward its creditors. We've been told by a law enforcement official that the fire that destroyed a black church in South Carolina was not arson. But within the past hour, ATF official Craig Chilcott said this about the church that burned last night when he was asked that question.
We haven't ruled anything in or anything out at this point. We're going to let the case dictate, and we're going to investigate it as the facts will ultimately determine what occurred.
A local official said there were storms and lightning in the area at the time. Nobody hurt in that fire, as far as we know. In Uniontown, Pennsylvania, a hospital nurse dropped a newborn boy, fracturing his skull, say authorities. The baby is expected to recover. This is AP Radio News. Another good jobs report. Our Jerry Bodlander is in Washington with this news.
A day ahead of the government's report, the survey by payroll processor ADP showed 237,000 private sector jobs were added in June. About half that amount, 120,000, was by companies with fewer than 50 employees. This is Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi.
Small businesses have been lagging in terms of their job creation. That's no longer the case. They are adding very aggressively.
The survey found retail, shipping, and utility companies added 50,000 jobs, while construction companies added another 19,000. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
Americans are buying a lot of small SUVs. Sales were up 11% through May. That's more than double the industry-wide sales increase of 4.5%, according to Kelley Blue Book. It predicts that small SUV sales will be up 19% for the just-ended month of June. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.